السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أول شيء يرفع من هذه الأمة الخشوع حتى لا ترى فيها خاشعا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this first verse of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed those believers who pray their salat with khushu'. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Falah is Arabic word. It very vast meaning. Ulama explain, Falah is the word which envelops every wish, every desire a person has, he get it. And every calamity, every harm, every difficulty, he will be protected from it. That's the meaning of Falah. And it is so important that five times a day Muazzin uses and call out this word, Hayya alal Falah, Hayya alal Falah, in Azan and in Iqama. They come towards Falah, run or hasten towards success. And before Falah, the phrase comes, Hayya ala Salah. And it is significant, the way it has been set up in the Azan, that first, Hayya ala Salah, if you pray Salah nicely with khushu and khuzu, then Hayya ala Falah. Then your success, you is going to achieve. Without praying Salah, there is no other amal or act which is be able to guide you or lead you towards Falah and success. Now, the word Falah, what is the khushu? As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, one of the sign of the Qiyamah, that prior to the Qiyamah, the first thing will be taken away from this ummah will be khushu, concentration and devotion in Salah. To that extent, you won't find the masjid will be full with the musallis and worshippers. There will be hundreds of people praying salat together, but not a single person in that gathering will be praying with khushu and khuzu. It's just like a robot, ups and downs, hit and run, and there is no feeling, there is no khushu, there is no concentration. And today, it is evident. You know, we pray salat every day, alhamdulillah. But which kind of salat are we praying? Are we offering? The big question. If you put the scroll or register outside in Jummah salat, you know, announce that after the Jummah, everybody must write it down before he leave the masjid. The imam, which surah or which ayat is recited in first rakat and in second rakat. Just write it down and go. There will be 80% people will not be able to write it down. We are in salah, physically, but our mind is not here. What is the khushu? Ulama have given so many different meanings of the khushu, as Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Shafi Usmani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in his book Ma'arif al-Quran, the book of Tafsir. that Hazrat Mujahid Rahmatullah Alayh said the khushu' meaning, it's Arabic term, khushu' meaning to lower your gaze and lower your voice. When you're praying Salat, you should not look around. You should be calm, just looking down at the place of sajda. And noise, no noise at all. You should be with sukoon, tranquility and peace of mind. So lowering the voice and lowering the gaze is the meaning of khushu'. Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajhahu said, khushu' meaning not looking right and left while you are in Salat. Some people have a habit of looking with the corner of the eye. They are praying, they are engaged in the Salah. They are looking with the corner of the eye, right and left, who is entering, who is coming. It is not your matter. You are busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry who is coming and entering. But that's a habit. The moment you do this, your khushu' is gone. As Hazrat Atta rahmatullah Ali said, the khushu' meaning that your internal, your qalb, your heart, and jawarih, your limbs of the body, should be in sukoon, in quiet position, with the complete devotion. So there are two things. One is internal sukoon, peace, and one is external, khushu and peace. That's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept the salat where the heart and bodies are presented together. Sometimes, and most of the times, our body is there, but heart is somewhere else. So that kind of salat is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you pray, when you engage in prayer, your heart as well as all the limbs of the bodies together should be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That kind of salat Allah ta'ala will accept. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at a person the moment he's saying Allahu Akbar, Takbir Tahrima. Allah's rahmat, Allah's blessing, attain to that person. And with the eyes of mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. As long as he does not bring any thought in his salah. The moment the thought comes in the salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah goes away, leaves him alone. Then rest of the prayer, 3 rakat, 4 rakat, whatever is reading without the mercy of Allah, without the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, when he said Allahu Akbar, Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmat was attending, looking at it. But the moment thought came in the mind and he continued with that thought. So then Allah's tawajjuh, Allah's rahmah is moved away. Because now he's thinking so. In one of the hadiths to that extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complaining, "Oh my servant, you came here and you said, Allahu Akbar, I am the greatest. You are claiming by your tongue, I am the greatest, no one else greater than me." And it is true, it is evident. Now how you can, divert your attention from me, I am standing in front of you, and instead of looking to me and conversing with me, now you are thinking of someone else or something else, meaning someone else, something else become greater than me, better than me. That's why you are thinking of him or the thing. This question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked to the prayer worshipper, how you can divert your attention, from me, because I am here, I am present. How you can think someone else while you are conversing with me? Like if you have some big problem, may Allah save all of us, and you are in front of the, officer or in front of the judge, or, and is taking, listening your story, and instead of, relating your problem, you are talking to someone else. How that judge will feel, how that officer will feel, that I am paying attention towards you, I want to listen to your story, I want to sort out your problem, I want to help you out and remove your obstacle. Now, You are looking to someone else, or you are talking to someone, to somebody else. He doesn't like it. He feels insulted. Isn't it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Akbar, when we stand in front of Him and we think of something else, it is like kind of you are, you know, degrading the stage and the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala status. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were very cautious about it. There was a fire broke down. It was Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum who was praying salat. He was engaged in salat at home. And fire broke. His house also was burning. He engaged. People were shouting, bringing the water, throwing the water, trying to extinguish this fire. He is not moving. He is continue praying. When fire was extinguished and people came to rest, when he completed his salah, he said, which kind of person you are? Your house was burning, fire was there on the roof, and we were trying to extinguish fire. You are not worried, you continue with salah. He didn't move from there. He said, brothers, I don't know what you are talking. I had no idea. I had no voice I was hearing. Because the fire of hell engaged me from the fire of this dunya. I was so occupied, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conversing, that Allah protect me from the hell fire. So I was engaged totally, 100% towards it. What is happening around me, the fire of dunya, I didn't care. I didn't even feel it. I didn't even hear any voice. Similarly, another sahabi radiallahu ta'ala an, was praying nafal salat at home. Tahajjud salat, whatever salat was that. And a small little child, less than a year, was sleeping next to his musalla. And there was a snake from the roof fell down. And he collided the child. It's dangerous scenario, you can imagine. So his wife came out from the house, the other people came out, and they tried to kill the snake. Somehow they were managed to kill the snake and protected the child. But this brother, father is just standing and continue his salah. So when he finished his salah, they ask him, you're not worried? The snake was here next to you. It's going to bite your child and you are not worried about it? He said, no, I didn't know anything. I was engaged with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. I don't know what's going on around me. So that was the condition of the salat of the sahaba. There are so many incidents like that. You can hear that when sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in used to get engaged in the salah, they used to forget the world. This is what Aisha Siddiqa Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come home, used to chat with us, used to converse with us, dialogue. And the moment he used to hear the azan, he used to leave everything. And like he's acting like he doesn't know us. We are strange for him. Totally, he used to neglect and forget us and used to engage himself in the salah. Now, when Muazzin saying Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala falah, there is nothing more important than leaving everything and rushing and hastening towards the salah. That should be the condition of the believer. Look, we all want to get entry into the paradise, isn't it? Inshallah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this verse of the Holy Quran? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily, those believers are successful. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The first condition after the iman is to perform the salah with the khushu. That's why in the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned أَقِيمِ السَّلَاةِ وَأَقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ يُقِمُونَ السَّلَاةِ إِقَامَ of the salah and just praying the salah is big difference, meaning wise. Praying salah without concentration, without devotion, just some arkan, some actions, ups and downs, prayer. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala iqamati salah, establish salah, For the establishment of the Salah, it is required a total attention. Total attention is required to establish the Salah. So Allah doesn't want Salah. Allah Ta'ala wants you must establish the Salah. Everywhere, in every ayat, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has emphasized on the word iqama, making something straight, standing up with total consciousness, with total devotion, with total concentration, what are you doing? So that mindfulness should be there. Negligence or unmindful praying the Salah up and down, this is not regarded as the Salah. It's not iqamatu Salah. It is just you fulfilling the right and getting away. You're not going to get anything on that. If you want the reward and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as promised for the Salah, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that verily the Salat will protect you from the lewdness, from the, you know, indecent things. And person is praying Salah, then is going out and doing all indecent things and committing sins again and again, then coming back and then going again, then same kind of life, same kind of activities, no changing whatsoever. Why? The question is why? Here Allah Ta'ala is saying that your Salat will stop you, will prevent you, will protect you. Why is not protecting? Because this Salat is not the Salat. It is the just form of the Salah, it's not ruh, it's not soul. One is the body structure and one is the ruh and soul. The more important thing is the soul, internal power, internal energy. We have the structure of Salah, we're standing, we're reciting the qiraat, we're going in ruku, we're going in sujood, we're sitting for tashahud. These are the structures, arkan of the Salah, outward, the external. What is internal important thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at, it your khushu' is the ruh and soul of that Salah, and that is not found. That is not found. That's the main thing we are missing. That's why our Salah has no value inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith. And before that, one more hadith mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna rajula la yansarifu wa ma kutib lahu illa ushru salatihi tus'uha, thumnuha, sub'uha, tus'uha, khumsuha, rubuha, sulusuha, nisfuha. How come I call sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A person is praying salat, but out of salat, at the end of the salat, is not getting even the 10th person or 9th person or 7th person or 6th person, 5 or 3 or 2 persons. From the entire Salat, is not even getting 2% of reward. Why? Because concentration and devotion is not found there. Another hadith narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla salawat li waqtiha wa asbaqa laha wuzu'aha وَأَتَمَّ لَهَا قِيَامَهَا وَخُشُوعَهَا وَرُكُوعَهَا وَسُجُودَهَا خَرَجَتْ وَهِيَ بَيْضَاءُ مُسْفِرَةٌ تَقُولُ حَفِظَكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا حَفِظْتَنِي وَمَنْ صَلَّاهَا لِغَيْرِ وَقْتِهَا وَلَمْ يُسْبِغْ لَهَا وُزُوءَهَا وَلَمْ يُتِمَّ لَهَا خُشُوعَهَا وَلَا رُكُوعَهَا وَلَا سُجُودَهَا خَرَجَتْ وَهِيَ سَوْدَاءُ مُظْلِمَةٌ يَقُولُ ضَيَّعَكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا ضَيَّعْتَنِي حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَتْ حَيْثُ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لُفِّتْ كَمَا يُلَفُّ الْثَوْبُ الْخَلِقُ ثُمَّ دُرِبَ بِهَا وَجْهُهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if when a person is performing a proper wuzu, this is the first condition prior to the salah. The important thing, the way you perform your wuzu, that's very, very important. Most of the people are neglecting in that regard, also just washing the face and hands. No, wudu is proper ibadah itself. Wudu itself is ibadah. So while you are making wudu, you should not talk or converse with anyone next to you. The dunya we talk is haram and forbidden while you are engaged in wudu. Wudu should be done quietly without talking with anybody. Yes, you can say zikrullah, third kalima, or whatever dua is, washing the face, dua of washing the hands, etc. That dua is allowed. But other than that, worldly talk is not allowed while you are making wuzu. If a person is making wuzu and talking together, joking, cracking the joke with our brother, then that kind of wuzu has no ruh, has no soul, has no reward. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized, before you come to the musalla to perform the salah, your wuzu should be done in the correct manner and its proper devotion. Then you must perform your salat on its prescribed time and make proper wudu, and then you come to the masjid and you must make proper qiyam and khushu and ruku and sujud. If he does all these things accordingly, then that kind of salah is bright salah, shining salah, and is going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua for the musalli. That hafizakallahu kama hafiztani. That may Allah protect you, guide you, have mercy upon you as you have protected me. Meaning, you took care of me, meaning you stood up nicely, you make ruku'ah nicely, you make sujud nicely. So you have taken care of me while you are praying salat. Now I'm making dua for you, that may Allah protect you also from the punishment of the hellfire. So this is the dua of the salah for the musalli. And on the other side, if he doesn't perform his wuzu correctly, and he doesn't care about ruku and sajda, and he just randomly perform his salah, so that kind of salah becomes black, mazlimat, sauda mazlimat. There is no nur, there is no light in it. So that kind of salah becomes black salah. And then he curses upon the musalli, that may Allah destroy you as you have destroyed me. You did not take care of me. To that extent that it was, you know, like, you know, it was like a thawul khalik, meaning old cloth, dirty cloth, that kind of cloth, and wrap it on this and threw onto the face of that musalli. They take it, we don't want this kind of salat. So this is the warning for those brothers who are not paying attention while they are praying salat. One of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, aswa'un nasi sariqatan alladhi yasriqu salatahu. The worst kind of thief is that who is stealing from the salah. Normally thieves steal the money, gold, silver, valuable things, right? Material item. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, worst kind of thief is that who is stealing from the salah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu did not understand. So they asked, Qalu ya Rasulullah, wa kaifa yusriqu salatahu? How you can steal from the salah? What is going to steal? There is no material things there. What kind of things is going to steal from the salah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, La yutimma ruku'aha wa la sujud. The stealing from the salah is, he's not making proper ruku, he's not making proper sujood. If deficiency in ruku, deficiency in the sujood, and is rushing, is not even standing up after Sami Allahu liman hamida properly, going back to sajda and then coming again halfway and going back again, like, you know, the bird picking up the grain. So that kind of salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarded as a stealing from the salah. His salat is not completed, not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is so important, my brothers, our entire life's good actions, our ibadat, based on the salah. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, awwalu ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first question will be asked with regard to the salah. Not any other action, not any other ibadah, just salah. فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ. See, depending on the salah, everything, entire life ibadah, worship, depend on the salah. فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ. If his salah is counted properly, correctly, saloha sa'iru amalihi, the rest of all the amal, his siyam, his zakat, his hajj, his umrah, his sadaqat, every action after the salah will be accepted as it is, regardless it was perfect or not perfect, it was okay or not, everything will be covered up because his salat was okay. How important it is, my brothers. If salat is okay, rest of the amal will be regarded as okay and will be accepted as it is. No question will be asked. But وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِ May Allah say all of us. If the salat has deficiency, he did not perform salat in correct manner, then whether he then so many hajj and umrahs, he gave charity thousands of dollars, or he fasted the whole year, nafal fast, yeah? All those big amal will be disregarded. Why? The first step is missing. The first step was salat. It's so important. Now, my brothers and sisters, how we can achieve this khushu? Allama explained, it is very hard. It is not easy. Number one is internal khushu, and number two is external khushu. There are two parts of it. When you engage in the salah, think you are standing in front of Allah. Hazrat Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Alayhi was a very great saint. People ask him, how you achieve this such a great status inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is pleased with you. He said, whenever the time comes, I perform proper wuzu with devotion properly. Then I come and I sit down on my place where I'm going to pray. Before we start, we have to sit down, we have to cover our own limbs, our thoughts, and we have to point it out. Not rushing, coming and joining the salah without any preparation. That's why there are nawafil before salah, there is nawafil after salah, to concentrate, to have rehearsal, to have some kind of, before they play the actual act on the stage, they do some rehearsal behind the curtain, right? To perform in correct manner. So before you pray your farz salat, you should pray a couple of nawafil. Tahiyatul masjid, tahiyatul wuzu, or some sunan before azan, after azan. So that's why you're going to get prepare your limbs and your mind. Now you're getting ready physically, mentally, and spiritually. Remember, we have to get ready physically, mentally, and spiritually, all together. That's why you pray few rakat before the salah. Now, Hazrat Hatim Rahmatullah Alayhi said, I sit down on my place. When I stand up, when I say Allahu Akbar, I visualize Kaabatullah in front of me. This kind of devotion. I visualize I am standing in front of the Kaaba. And he said, Sirat, the bridge of Sirat is under my leg. I'm under my feet. I'm standing on the bridge of Sirat. My right side is Jannah. My left side is Jahannam. And behind me is Malakul Maut. And this is my last salah. He warned me. The moment you say Assalamu Alaikum, I'm going to take away your soul. Because there is no guarantee of our death, my brothers. It can come anytime, anywhere, in any condition. So just visualize this way. He said, I perform my salat in this manner, that this is my last chance. This is my last salat of my life. I will not have a second chance to perform the second salat. With how devotion and concentration he is going to gather if he know this is his last salat. No more. So our every salah should be in this manner, that this is my last Jummah, this is my last salat. I don't know, I'm going to be alive up till evening or I will die before sunset. So regard every salah as your last salah. And visualize you are standing in front of Kaaba. There we are facing the Qibla, we make a niyat that we are facing towards Qibla. That is our intention. But visualize you are standing in front of Kaabatullah itself. And you are standing on the bridge of Sirat. Everybody has to cross the bridge of Sirat. And it's thinner than your hair and sharper than the blade. And you have to cross it. How carefully you are going to cross this bridge. If you fell down, you're going to go into the hell. So he said, one side is, right side is Jannah, the left side is Jahannam. and behind me is Malakul Maut just waiting for me. The moment I'll say Assalamu Alaikum, he's going to take away my soul. With this concentration and devotion, my brothers and sisters, I am praying. So that person asked him, how long are you praying this kind of salah? He said, last 30 years. Last 30. If you get one salah like this, concentration, devotion, my brothers and sisters, we will be successful. So ulama say, the thought is definitely going to come. Hazrat Hakim Ummat, Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh mentioned that how to control devotion, how to control your thought. He say you are driving on the freeway, right? There are so many cars and trucks and two-wheelers are, you know, coming with you also. No, you're not alone on the road. It cannot be possible. And there are some traffic coming from your opposite direction as well. But you are so concentrated, you know, you are so used to, you're just driving on your way, on your destination. You're not worried which kind of car or truck on your right side, or which kind of truck on the left side, which kind of car going with your right side or left side. You just, you know, keep on driving, keep on moving. Your concentration is there, your focus is there. And the cars and trucks are just coming through, right? Likewise, when you're going to stand, the thoughts will come, the real will continue, right? Don't continue. That was the ulama explained how you can control your devotion. Thought is going to come. The moment thought comes, cut it off and see what you were doing. You were praying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, Suratul Fatiha. Then what are you doing after that? Then what are you doing after that? Continue focusing on that. Thoughts will come and go. Thought will come and go. But if a person, some thought or shaitan is waswasa, is came in the thought or after the salat, I have to go to food mix. And then it's continuing. Oh, I have to buy the tomatoes. Then I have to see the light onions. Then I have to apples. And that thought is continuing. That is against of khushu. But the thought came in his mind, oh, I have to go to food mix. Cut off. Say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawmiddin. Then second thought will come, Shaykh Kulodhub Rabbil Falak. Continue what you are doing and cut off your thoughts. That way you can concentrate your things. And another thing for the external khushu, my brothers and sisters, ulama explained that when you stand up, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali also has mentioned that when you stand up, you must look at the place of sajda. Don't look around. That's how you can concentrate your thoughts. Externally, when the whole time in the qiyam position, look at where you are going to make sajda. Don't look here or there. And when you are in ruku, look at onto your legs. And when you are in sajda, look at onto the nose. And when you are sitting in tashahud and qaida, look at onto the lips or look at onto the hands. If you concentrate in this manner, and trying to cut off the thoughts is coming, don't continue on it, don't prolong that thought, that process, keep on continue cutting off, and come back, concentrate again, what I was doing, now I have to go to ruku, what I have to read in ruku, what I go to sajda, what I have to say in the sajda, continue that. So that's inshallah, the thoughts will not be harmful to you, and your khushu will maintain, and that's from the beginning till end, inshallah, you will be able to perform the salat with khushu and khushu. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.